Islamic Revolution, Quran, Spirituality and Unity. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, these days mark the 44th anniversary of victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. We are with you with the third episode of the special series on this occasion. In this episode, we are going to discuss the status of the Noble Quran, spirituality and unity among different strata of people in the triumph of the Islamic Revolution. Please stay with us. On February 11, 1979, the news of the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran topped news agencies in the world as the Iranian nation put an end to the 2,500 years of the rule of kings in the country, with throwing the Pahlavi regime in the dustbin of history. There were several factors in the triumph of the greatest revolution of the past centuries. These factors toppled the dictatorial and mercenary regime of Mohammad Reza Shah, who enjoyed the support of all big powers and enemies of humanity, particularly the US. We had said earlier that Imam Khomeini's leadership was the main factor, as he possessed every characteristic of a divine leader. His leadership resulted in the unity of the whole Iranian nation in different phases and success of the revolution. Imam Khomeini would always stress unity and solidarity of all walks of life in the country and firmly opposed any cause of discord and disunity. People unanimously hated the despotic and corrupt regime and loved Islam wholeheartedly. Their slogans and stances of Imam Khomeini were all indicative of the fact that the historical uprising of this nation had its roots in Islam. Therefore, some 1.5 months after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, more than 98% of people in an unmatched referendum voted yes to the Islamic Republic system of government. This historically unique approach to the rule of an Islamic system evidently proved that, unlike all other movements and uprisings, Iran's revolution was an Islamic and a spiritual movement. In other words, the Islamic Revolution is based on Islamic values and goals. Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, said, "Until there is not the will of God, the Exalted, it is impossible for human being to reach such a unity." Although the Iranian people have deep religious beliefs, the fact that caused them to accept these beliefs as the goal and ideal of struggles against the Shah were the guidelines of their great leader, Imam Khomeini. Being aware of people's love of religion and spirituality, the Imam called on them to get united around the inspiring and anti-oppression teachings of Islam. As it has been said earlier, he took Islam out of books and the shelves of libraries and brought it to the scene of society, to tackle major problems of oppressed and deprived masses. Imam Khomeini started the main phase of this struggle against the British-installed and American-supported Shah in 1963. The Imam was so brave that he said, "On the night of arresting and sending me to Tehran, I was soothing the agents of regime in the car. By God, I was not frightened. It was they who were frightened. I told them, 'Do not fear, I am here.'" Imam Khomeini liberated Islam from isolation and made people familiar with the social and political teachings of this religion. God says in verse 7 of chapter Muhammad of the Noble Quran, "O you who have faith, if you help God, He will help you and make your feet steady." Imam Khomeini was the best epitome of this verse in the contemporary era, and he taught people how to fight with bare hands against a regime which enjoyed the backing of all big powers in the world. He put his trust in God, and people followed him as they found him the most honest and truthful person. Imam Khomeini directed people's sentiments toward the Ahlul Bayt of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, especially towards Imam Hussein, peace upon him, in the way of struggles against the illegal regime. He taught Muslims that they should not be silent and indifferent towards injustice imposed on their brethren. He told them that the Shah and his supporters, the U.S. in particular, are the symbols of Yazid in the modern era. Thus, everyone should fight them to either overthrow them or sacrifice their blood in this way. When we speak of the Iranian people's following of Islamic teachings, we mean the values and laws that have been mentioned in the Quran and practiced by the Prophet and his infallible successors, blessings of God upon them. The Noble Quran, as the eternal miracle of the Prophet, was always hope-inspiring in tough junctures of the revolution. For instance, this great heavenly scripture says in verse 3 of chapter Ahzab, "And put your trust in God, and God suffices as trustee." Verse 30 of chapter Fussilat also reads, "Indeed, those who say our Lord is Allah, and then remain steadfast, the angels descend upon them, saying, 'Do not fear, nor be grieved, and receive the good news of the paradise which you have been promised.'" Imam Khomeini, as the greatest leader of modern era and the practical interpreter of the Noble Quran, would always persuade people to follow the instructions of the Quran to achieve victory. He said, "We have a staged uprising so that Islam and the laws of Islam and the Quran rule in our country, and no law may not and will not be able to show itself against the law of Islam and the Quran." The main reason for enmity of the global arrogance and Zionism with the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini and whoever follows in his steps, is that they have shattered the bogus concept of separation of politics and religion. Imam Khomeini and the Iranian nation have proved to the world people that a true religion should be at the service of masses and downtrodden. Religion must be a nightmare for the US, the fake child killer Israeli regime, and their surrogates and puppets. This is opposite to the concept of religion preached by court mullahs who justify the wrongdoings and injustices of oppressors and help them rule fearlessly.